Hey, everybody, it's Angel Answers, and it's Wild Wednesday again, January 24th, 2024, and Happy New Year still. My name is Jan Drake-Bakke. I'll be one of your co-hosts with the other ladies, the other angels, Mary Hernandez and Liz Pfister. Hey, ladies. Hey, angels. How are you?
Hey.
Hello.
Happy Wild Wednesday. I like when you say that.
Yes. Oh, good. Yeah, well, it is, and we are one day before the full moon, which is tomorrow, Thursday, and it's in Leo. So Peg Jones, DC Love, and Kat Peoples won't be on tonight. So what I'll do is I'll just go ahead and read their bios, and then we can get started. So DC Love is an angel intuitive, conscious channel, divine healer, channeling messages and divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, Angels, her in-spirit dog, Ginger, and Joan Rivers. You can find DC on Facebook at DC Love. Peg Jones is an angelic life coach, energy healer of Reiki. Let me pull this down again. IET and a quantum healing modality, also training as a sound healer using tuning forks, channeler of the angels, Ascended Masters, and card reader. Also uses light language to share as a healing modality too. Peg is the author of Living in the Heart Place with Your Angels, Daily Angelical Whispers Throughout the Year, found on Amazon. And then Catherine Peoples is an angel intuitive, shamanic life coach, clairvoyant in all things spiritual. Absolutely. So that's our group. So what I want to do now is just go ahead and go over the other shows that we have on here at Sacred Embers, and we're on Facebook in the Sacred Embers group, and you can find us at sacredembersshow.wixsite.com. That's for the shows, but you can go on Facebook and find us on Facebook, of course, Sacred Embers, and go in there and check out the bios and the website that Lynn Bleasdell made up beautifully of all of us in there, and it's just incredible. I always talk about it because it's such a beautiful website. It has all our bios on it, all our information, pictures, everything, and it's just amazing. So now I'm going to give a rundown of all the people that are in that website, on that website. So they start out with Sunday, and it's 12 noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, called Enter the Light. That's another show headed by Lynn Bleasdell. And the co-hosts are Tony Jorgensen, Jessica Marie Tatro, Elizabeth D'Onfrio, Hawk D'Onfrio, Linda Irwin, and Marianne Adams. I haven't heard her lately, but she has been on the show for a long time. And then Monday is Bridging the Gap Between Science and Spirituality. That's headed by Catherine Peoples and DC Love. That's on at 4 p.m. Pacific time, 7 p.m. Eastern. And then Tuesday is called We Are One, and that's by Mary Hernandez, who's here tonight, who's one of our hosts, and she's on Instagram hosting that show, and it's on live, so you get to see her, and you get to see her guests, which is really cool. That's at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern, and then The Lighthouse is the last show, headed by Shannon Johnson, Tina Godin, and Natasha Scott. They come on every so often, and they will share their links when they come on. And I usually post them on my page when they do come on. So, yeah, we're just a bunch of light workers that have gotten together. We've known each other for many, many years. We've worked on other shows together, Psychics Gone Wild and other shows, and just through the years. And we came together and put this whole group together and these shows, and it's just incredible. And we've just known each other for a long, long time, really. So I've sort of grown up with these ladies through my career here and through my practice. So it's just really neat to see how we all grow and how we all, you know, discover our abilities and discover what we can do. And then we have our own practice. So it's really cool. So anyway, that's what I've been doing the last at least 10 years. And so it's been a wonderful experience, and what I do is I'm a psychic medium and a predictor. I do predictions. That's on my website, www.wefindourway. And I just started the new ones. It's very slow. I've just been extra busy lately. I've been doing more readings, and so I haven't had time to finish them up. I just started. And so I don't listen to the other people's predictions, so I need to get on it because I can't wait to listen to the other people that I listen to. A lot of different psychics in the community have theirs up already, but I won't allow myself to because I don't want it to get in the way or give me any ideas. I like to be fresh without anybody in there. So they'll be coming out soon, and I do animal totem readings, and the animal totems come through immediately when I start doing any type of reading for people. They just show up. They flow through my consciousness. And if I'm going to do any type of reading, though, I do a meditation. I do meditations. And that's how I get information. And I just recently did a animal totem reading for someone, and it was all about, you know, they asked me a bunch of questions about their animal, and it turned out very well. But the way I do it is I do meditation so that I can get the information, and it's given to me. It works very well. So that's how I do all my readings. It's all through meditation. For some reason, I just can't do it the way everybody else does it, where someone calls you and then you give them a reading. I have to meditate. It's like a channeling session. I guess it would be like what Mary's going to tell you about in a few minutes. That's how I do it. I go into a trance kind of thing, and all of a sudden I start getting messages from the angels, from masters, from the animals, and I can see everything, and just it's fun. It's really fun. So anyway, that's how I've been doing it, and my teachers have said, go ahead, if that's how you do it that way. So anyway, it's been working for me, and I also do poetry, and I share it all over the place, all social medias, everywhere that I can, and I want to collaborate with musicians to write songs. That's my big dream. That's what I want to do. I have worked with musicians already. I have done other things with my poems, different venues. But anyway, that's my plan. And so, people want me to write a book, and I will eventually, of poems. I'm already published in books at Barnes and Nobles, just having a few poems in certain, you know, books and stuff. That's kind of neat. So anyhow, on and on, that's about it. And I'm going to go ahead and pass it right over to the wonderful Liz and beautiful and talented Liz Pfister. Hey, Liz.
Hi, Jan. Thank you.
Hi. You're welcome.
Introduction.
Sure.
You do so many things, and I can't wait to see your predictions when they get done. I remember reading them last year for the first time, and how many things had already come true from what you had written. And it was just a short time into the year,
good.
So it was really wild. I was like, wow, Jan, all this stuff has already started. And it's funny
thank
that
you.
Even though we do this stuff every day, like, I'm still surprised
uh-huh.
when something
I know,
still
me too.
Like, oh!
I know. So, I am, too.
It never gets old.
No.
So, my name's Liz Pfister. I am the owner of River Maven Holistic Center in upstate New York. I am an ordained minister, a Reiki practitioner, a certified sound healer, a meditation teacher, and a spiritual coach. I like to say a spiritual guiding light. I just like to introduce people to all the great things about living this lifestyle and tuning in and, you know, becoming aware of all the great things that are out there. And that's what I share with people. But one of the things that I do is every Tuesday night on my Facebook page, which is at RiverMaven77, I live stream a crystal singing bowl meditation at 7 p.m. every Tuesday night, Eastern time. And it's just something that began during COVID, and I made so many friends, and there were so many people that needed it that I kept doing it. I couldn't just leave people hanging when we could go back to the new normal. And so I have that that I share, and you can find that there every week. You can I usually share it in the Sacred Embers page, but there's replays on there as well for the last couple of years also to look at. So I brought with me this evening my crystal pyramid, as I am accustomed to, because I know it brings all of us angels together very well, but it's also very soothing to the people at home as well, I know. So let's go ahead and take a couple deep breaths in through our nose, and the first one, just sigh out all the and muck from the day. And take another big deep breath in and just let it all go. And then take one more deep breath in as you focus on the sound.
Wow, it's hard
fantastic
to come back from that one. That was beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad you liked that. I'm I love doing that. I know it just like grounds us all right down to the center. It's just so nice.
Yeah.
I just was going to share, because right before the show, we had a little snafu where I got disconnected. And Jan said, tomorrow is the full moon in Leo. And Monday evening I had my Monday night group, and we talked about the full moon. So I just wanted to share, you know, this of course is the first full moon of 2024, but it's also this is the start of the zodiac or the, you know, astrological new year. So this full moon is all about dreaming big, increasing the happiness in your life, finding joy in the day-to-day things, authentically expressing yourself, being creative, healing inner child wounds, uncovering hidden talents, lighting your inner flame, and opening yourself up to transformation. So this moon really invites you to think about, you know, what are you passionate about? What is it that you really, really enjoy? And Leo energy is bold and assertive, creative, authentic, and it urges you to embrace these things about yourself. Let's see. And there also is this moon and Pluto alignment right now as Pluto transitions into Aquarius. So I don't know. Do you guys remember? I don't think it was last year. I think it was 2 years ago. They said, we're now entering the age of Aquarius. And I always think of that song.
Yeah.
This is the dawning of the age of Aquarius. But they said, now this will officially be the age of Aquarius as Pluto moves in. Because maybe Pluto was the last planet to make its way into Aquarius. Because it stays in the zodiac like 18 years at a time. This alignment is causing us to uncover hidden talent, to explore new things that you haven't done before that you're interested in, and share them if you're called to. Because, Mary, this is really summing up what you're doing.
Yeah, exactly, right?
I'm like, mm-hmm. Another thing. And then also healing inner child wounds, use music, dance, art, these are, ugly little things that we have to do to become better, but they're so worth it. And, going in and befriending that inner child and letting them know that they're safe and that you're going to take care of them and they're going to be okay changes so many things. And it's really a beautiful thing. It's not sad or ugly. I mean, it can be a little upsetting in the moment, but if we get through that hard part, you know, it's only temporary. And it'll do so many bigger things when we do that. So I will leave everyone with that information, and I will send it over to Mary to introduce herself.
Hi, everyone. Well, that was beautiful,
hey.
Ladies. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I totally resonate with what you said, Liz, about the moon, because it's just, and the age of Aquarius, I feel it's the age of awakening. It's the golden age, you know, that has been spoken of for so many, you know, in the Bible and everything. So, and I just wanted to say that resonates so much because, you know, I was being called to do sound healing and I'm like, okay, I got to do it. And I just did it. And it's just amazing, you know, because sound, you know, it's that our body is mostly water. So it's like it resonates with the sound and moves with the sound. So any diseases in your body is going to help. And that's why, you know, when I wasn't feeling well, 2 years ago when you were playing bowls, I would listen to you and my body would like move to the sound of the bowls. And that's why I tell people it's so important to just like at least do one sound healing, you know, and see how you feel, because I know there's going to be movement, you know, and I know at the center, everyone sees things, they see color, they see, you know, they feel movement in their body as well, which is great, you know. But yeah, it's really amazing. So thank you. And then I'm an angel intuitive. If you guys, just a little bit about me, I'm a spiritual medium, a Reiki master, a trance healer, and also a numerologist. I also do healing candles. Two of them is the Mother Mary healing candle, which is scented with rose oil, and it's infused with love, blessings, and healing. And people actually say they feel the love from the candles and the healing as well. And then I also do the seven chakra healing candle. And, you know, it's for the seven chakras. It has crystals in it and also infused with healing. And then I have all the other ones that are scented candles. But I just wanted to also say that I do channeled messages and, you know, it's so important, like the way a spirit starts guiding you and you have to listen, right? Because in the beginning, I used to just do tarot cards, and then do like a little message, whatever came up. Now, spirit's like, no, leave the cards. You do a channeled message. And if you want, or the person wants, like, a confirmation, I pull cards. So it's so great, you know, listening to your guides, your spirit guides, your angels, and you yourself, your higher self, right? Because I've become one with mm-hmm. my higher self, and I'm being like moved by her, you know, because that's my Christ consciousness self. And, you know, it's been great, I have to say. And then what else? So the message I had today, and I'm going to read a beautiful message from D.C. I was actually, I have to say, this afternoon I was with amazing my trance teacher that I've learned my trance channeling with, and, you know, everything channeling I've learned with her. I've even channeled the extraterrestrials, the star, our galactic star families. I'm sorry, I just finished eating, gobbled up my food. I was on the show this afternoon, which I'll repost. It's on YouTube already. And it was with Mari Cartagenova. She's also a medium and a psychic and an animal communicator. And I mean, her readings were like so amazing. I had a couple of people, you know, tell me it was beautiful. And then I, Winter, she's a trans teacher. She's also a Reiki master. You know, she attunes people. It's just like, it was just so amazing to be a guest on Spirit Chat today. And then, you know, and then just give the message of the day, a channeled message. And it was really, it was really nice. And, you know, I thank them so much. But I think, what I'm going to give this other message, because DC's message is beautiful and it's long. So I'm just going to give our extraterrestrial galactic star families are coming in. And I don't know if you guys have seen, you know, in the clouds, they are within the clouds and they are there. And they just wanted to say, and this is an old message, but they said, just say it anyway, because this is what's happening now. It's that they're here to assist us, you know, and to protect us, and to help us to get to higher levels of consciousness, right? But always, you know, using discernment that you are connecting with the highest of Christ consciousness, galactic star beings. You know, and I have to say that because, you know, when we call in our guides, you know, there are, this is the time of awakening and there are so much, they're telling me, like spirits that would make believe they're like, for instance, you know, could be like a guide or something. You think it's a guide and it's someone else, you know, so it's always Christ consciousness.
Right.
You know, and I think you guys know that, but it's just for the people, you know, listening in, when you start tuning in, you know, just ask, you know, for the highest Christ consciousness and, you know, especially when you're working with your higher self, that's who you want to come through you, you know, and allow her to become one with you. And it's just amazing. I mean, I just did a course with AJ Roberts and I actually became one with my higher self, and the amount of electricity through my body was just like so amazing. And I knew it was okay because it's because, you know, she had to come down to my level, you know, even though I'm high level, you know, I try to keep my vibration high, but remember, that's like, what is it, 12th dimension, whatever, our higher self is Christ consciousness self coming down to Mary's, you know, body, and it was just like, wow, out of this world, amazing, and, you know, I just want to say that that is possible, you know, you could become one with your higher self, and that's how you're moved forward, and this is the time to do that. Because this is the time to awaken and figure out what it is that what your life purpose is here for. And if I could leave it with saying anything that when you wake up, and I said this in Mari in Spirit Chat, anything that you wake up and you love to do is what you should be doing for the rest of your life. So for us here on the show, and I can speak, you know, for all of us here, we love doing this. I love helping people. And I know these ladies, beautiful ladies, even the ones that are not on tonight, love helping people. And it's just our passion. It's our soul's purpose. This is what we signed up here to do. And it's just so amazing to see people just happy, right? And giving messages and, you know, and I'm doing more one-on-ones now that I have the office at Awakening Light Energy Center, you know, in Dublin, Ohio over here. I'm doing more one-on-one versus Zoom, you know, so it's, I interact with so much people at the center and it's just so beautiful, the community, you know, because we're all coming together to help each other. And you'd be surprised by conversations that you have with people. And I'm not saying, you know, it's not only in the center, people that you know, people that you don't know, right? We don't know what anyone is going through. So it's nice to just say, hi, you know, hold the door for someone, you know, and you never know, you know, you could save someone's life that way. And I know Liz thinks this way too, because I know we've spoken about this and I'm sure Jan, you too, but it's just that, that little thing could save someone, you know, a little thank you, a little, you know, buying coffee for the person behind you in Starbucks or wherever you buy coffee at.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know, Mm-hmm. I don't drink coffee anymore. I do cacao. But, you know, whenever I'm, like, running around, I will do coffee. But I just wanted to leave it with that and then just give DC's message because it was just so profound. I'm just trying to look for it here, my phone. She's not here, obviously. But it is so beautiful. Okay. So it starts with, okay. All right. So it says, tomorrow on January 25th is the first full moon of 2024 is going to take place. The angels ask that you are open to change and believe that the universe is working in your favor. It's also a time to take positive steps towards creating a better future. Don't be afraid to take a leap of faith and start something new. You have the potential to achieve great success, beloveds. It is time now to release any doubt you have and embrace the opportunities that are coming your way. Now, Archangel Michael is standing by to cut any cords that are draining you or cords that hold toxic energy between you and others in your lives. Archangel Raziel will help you to release patterns, thoughts, or behaviors which no longer serve your highest and best. Archangel Raphael will help you to release pain, lingering anger, and negative thoughts. Archangel Gabriel will help you to communicate freely and clear up misunderstandings. Archangel Uriel will help you to release any unforgiveness from your heart and mind, as well as anything that is blocking you from your soul's purpose. Archangel Orion helps you to stay grounded in your physical lives and connect with divine love and light, as well as healing yourself and others through this divine love. Archangel Orion and Mother Mary will help you manifest miracles and see the bigger picture, reminding you that miracles are meant to happen every day. Yes, I agree. Archangel Zachiel and his twin flame, Holy Amethyst, come forward and help you to connect with the seat of the soul chakra, bringing about the freedom you seek and hearing your soul's true voice. Archangel Ariel steps forward, helping you to connect with Mother Nature, all the natural elements as well as animals. She helps you to become one with all of God's creations. Archangel Haniel helps you to connect with this new moon's energy as well as connecting with your joy and healing your inner child. Archangel Metatron and Archangel Sandalphon come in together. Both lived human lives before becoming archangels. They are here to help you connect with your true spiritual nature as well as staying connected to divine source and wisdom, strengthening your spiritual foundation. Beloveds, Beloveds, we the archangels, along with Mother Mary, invite you to use this time during the full moon wisely. Set your intentions and goals. You have the ability to transcend all physical limitations. You are ascending and aligning with your dreams. Take a moment to look how far you've come. The full moon's energy is very strong. Be mindful of the metaphorical seeds you are planting. This is a time for fresh intentions and clean slates. Mother Mary steps forward with Jesus, reminding you that they are here to guide you with their heartfelt love. The moon has always been a symbol of Mother Mary. It reflects the light of the sun, Son of God, joining heaven and earth. Beloveds, be consistent in all you do. It is time to align with your highest potential. Welcome miracles and blessings that await you. Stay grounded in faith as you ascend. Let all that you do be done in love, spreading this divine energy throughout the world. You are capable of achieving greatness and can do wondrous things as you serve the needs of others. Beloved Angel Answers team, oh, I didn't read this one. Thank you for all you do. Honor the light within and become the healing and light the world is needing. Shine brightly upon all of humanity, illuminating the darkest corners of your children's lives and sharing your peace with all you meet. Oh my gosh, I just said that. Beloveds, this is a magical time. We send each of you our unconditional love, Jesus and Mother Mary. Wow, that was so beautiful. So that was a channel message Stacy received this morning, you know, having her coffee. And, you know, since she couldn't come to the show, I was like, she's like, I have a message. And I'm like, well, I can read it for you and just say it's coming from you. Oh, well, not from you, but channeled from Mother Mary and Jesus through DC Love. So
that's beautiful.
That
was
beautiful.
I just love it. Just loved
because
it.
It's exactly what it's asking us, right? And it coincides with Liz mentioned about the full moon as well. It was just so beautiful. And the archangels, I mean, it's great to work with the archangels. Mother Mary and Jesus are my guides as well. So it's just so beautiful. Wow. that was really good. Oh, it's hard to come
it
back
was
from that
really
one.
Good.
Okay, Jan, I'll switch it over to you for your poems, and then you guys just hang on tight. We're going to start picking up callers once Jan reads her beautiful poem. And thank you,
thank
DC.
You. thank you, DC. That was just miraculous. And also, Liz, your pyramid was miraculous, too. And what I saw was my cat, Kiki. That went right to my cat, Kiki. I saw his face the entire time, so it went right over to him. Something happened to him earlier today, and I don't know what happened to him. I think a cat outside. He went outside, and then it's been a few hours, and I noticed he was limping around, and I saw all this blood. A cat took a chunk out of his neck, but he's okay. He's all right. He's not going to die, I hope. I don't think, but he's just sitting here with me. He always sits with me at the shows. Every single show I've ever done, Kiki has been with me, and I'm not kidding. So he's still here. But anyway, that really helped him, Liz. So thank you. And Mary, you already had that prediction with the ETs last year. I remember you talking about that.
Yeah,
so
remember
that
I told
amazing.
You?
Yes. Yep.
I love that.
So isn't that interesting? Yeah. Very interesting.
Yeah.
And not to talk about myself on that, but just out of interest, I think it was 2021, maybe two, but I think it was earlier than that, I did get a prediction about the ETs also being here. That I saw them, and I don't connect with them that much. I'm sort of, I don't totally connect, but I do see them. And I got the same thing, that they were here surrounding us and trying to help us, giving us everything that they can. So I just love getting more confirmation on that. So anyway, here we go with some poems, and I hope these aren't too many. But anyway, this is called, since it's a full moon, I'm reading a poem. It's an old one. It's called Moonlight Dance. Moon smiles her fullness on us tonight. Beautiful moon, so big, so bright. Shall we dance in the moonlight? Shall we romance and delight? Moon, smile your dust on us and bring a song. We are in your heavenly trance. We can't go wrong. And this is called Jazz Shoes. But it's another life. When the jazz shoes go on with the music and the beat, it's a treat. This is called Words of Wisdom. Stay humble but bountiful. Stay grateful but soulful. Stay gentle but powerful. Stay discerning but joyful. And this is another dance poem. So, 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 top hat, so grand, so hat and cane, so detailed, so after the plane, so stylized, so specific, so fun, so terrific, so black and white, so timely and majestic to look at, so hello, Hollywood, hello, so, 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 top hat. And then this is called Kissing So Bright. I am a sun goddess, a starburst, kissing the universe, kissing the light. I am a sunflower, a light beam, kissing the day, kissing the night. I am a butterfly, a transformer of colors, kissing the dimensions, kissing in flight. I am you and you are me. We are flowering. Together we are kissing the world, kissing so bright. And then it's called Rainbow Eyes. I see rainbows. Rainbows are for everyone, for you and I. Our new year has begun. This is called I'll meet you there. I'll meet you there so we can drink each other's colors and laugh with majestic ecstasy. That's heaven. And then the 60s and 70s, as I grew up, those psychedelic designs and flower flower power signs, when headbands and full bell bottoms were so cool when the peace sign tried to rule. Lots of boots and miniskirts, all those tie-dye t-shirts, so many Volkswagen buses filled with smoke and incense rushes, long hair everywhere, hats and beads in the sun, rainbow colors were always there, a warring country under the gun. Music in the park, dancing too, someone playing the flute, people smoking weed, many, not just a few. These were the 60s and 70s. Just a few things about those years, many more things to tell and special memories and special tears. Actually, I feel sometimes that there's a little bit of that going on now, as a matter of fact. It feels sometimes that feeling back then had a specific feeling, but sometimes I feel it nowadays too. So it's kind of interesting that we have some of that here too. So this is called To See. When we see, it is part of you, part of me. The challenge is to see without judgment of disarray, but with a spiritual eye of wisdom and sincerity, revelation and clarity, then all is okay. To see the spirit into the soul, not just the outer layer, that is the goal, to see beauty from within, from without, the colors that shine all around, there is no doubt. To see you, to see me, we join in colors and peace, we are free. And this is called Journey of the Heart. The love that flows through me and through you is from the journey of the heart, a soul recognition. Pure fire, pure water, pure earth, pure love, pure sensations in all forms, surpassing time and space. And this is called May You Reach. May the light permeate your vision. May love be your next decision. May worry, negative thinking, and anger be less. May joy and wonder override any sadness. May you reach farther and through. May the good come back to you in all you do. And this says, if your heartbeat continues, your dreams are still awaiting. And that's so true. And there's only a few more. And this is called Stand Up and Reach. Everyone has a story that is heartbreaking. God stands us up to keep going again. Stand up and reach. Life can be so traumatic, but also ecstatic. We have a choice daily to begin again. So raise one's chin and stand up and reach. It's never too late. We can go beyond the typical fate and look to the sun. Remember to have fun. We are guided all along as we sing our new song, as we stand up and reach. And this is Wise as Eagles. Our vision multiplies when we look to the light. We will soar to higher places and witness miracles in our sight. Wise as eagles, gentle as doves, keep calm and carry on and allow the magic from above. And this says, a new beginning, the gift of receiving, allowing healing and peace. Surrender is the key, a new beginning emerging. Glory upon us, the interference will cease. And that's that. I know there was a lot.
But they're beautiful. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I love the
kind of a lot there, but
the 60s and 70s because it reminds me with the.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. Although, like you know, I was just born in the 70s, but I love the bell bottoms and you know the long hair. I always had long, long hair, so I just cut my hair.
Yeah, me
like,
too.
When I'm like 4 years ago, but before that, my hair was like really, really long. So. Yeah, so that's I love them all. And for those people listening, you know, Jan always posts these beautiful poems on Facebook with beautiful pictures that coincide with the time. Like, I remember the one you're talking about, the 60s, 70s. It's like there's a beautiful picture there that reminded me of when I was young, you know, and wearing these bell bottoms and these bandanas on the head. You know, it was so cute. Thank you.
I was going to say, I love that one too, Dan. It makes me giggle. But I grew like I was born long after the 60s and 70s, unfortunately. But Frank and I always say we were born in the wrong era because we're so connected with that time. The music, like the vibe, the feeling. In fact, over our TV hangs, it's a poster of Woodstock, like all the people there.
Really?
In the field. Yeah, we bought it. We went to the museum. Frank and I took Garcia out there because it's only like an hour and a half away from our house where the Bethel Woods Museum was, the original Woodstock was. And we went out there to see it. And that was the souvenir we got. We're like, we have to have this. Like, it's, you know, it's the radio tower and just that mass amount of people. And just to, like, visualize you know, try to envision all those people there in, like, in peace and harmony, and
there was no upset
and, like, upheaval, and it's wild. And then for us, like, the ride out there, because the highway follows the original road, you know, we've heard stories about how far backed up the traffic was, like, almost to where we live, an hour and a half away, the traffic was backed up that far. And we're like, so we're driving along, and we're like, could you imagine just, like, sitting here in the middle? Because it's pretty desolate. Like, it's not a big urban area. It's very rural, this, you know, where we are out to where that is. So I'm like, could you, well, you know, people are just hanging out. And I'm sure, like, these local townspeople, you know, that were not in favor of this movement, it probably was, like, very it probably was a little bit of a tense situation in some places, because I could see where all these hippies blocking the road, the farmers would be mad, and I'm like, wow.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, it's just been something.
It's taken over, basically. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. And that whole movement carried on into the rainbow gatherings, and that's when I went to those in the 80s, in the, in the early 80s and late 70s, and it was the same kind of thing, and they had music too, but it was mostly mostly healing gatherings. But I met Carlos Santana there. He was there, and I met him.
How cool.
But no, there was nothing like Woodstock. That we haven't had anything again, I don't think, have we?
No.
Like Woodstock?
No.
Yeah.
Nope. It's not where, you know, it's never been peaceful.
Yeah, like, exactly.
I think they've tried to recreate it, and it's not been possible.
I think that's the new, it's going to be, we're going to have more music, people coming together with lots of people coming together for music more and more.
Yeah.
That was in my predictions last year. Huh?
You know, we pretty much, like, our family vacations were going to concerts or, like, weekend music festivals and things because local ones, not necessarily big ones. Because when people are around music that they love, like, everyone is happy. It's a celebration. It's not a negative thing, you know?
No.
It's just enjoyable. Everyone is having a good time. Everyone's in a great space. And it's just amazing. It's amazing what music does to people. Just
totally.
Globally, you know, because we all have.
Yes.
There's a song that you can connect to every huge event in your life, good, bad, or indifferent. Like, there's a song that you connect with that. There's, you know. I mean, it's just everywhere. It's everywhere.
Music connects us all.
Yeah,
connects
yeah.
every one of us.
Yeah, it's and you can't not be affected by it. Like Mary said at the beginning of the show, right? Sound. It's a vibration. It's not just a hearing thing. It's a vibration. So even if you can't hear, you feel a vibration. So everyone is affected by it. Everyone gets it. Everyone is. Open to the magic and power of it. It's so beautiful. So, I have goosebumps.
Yeah.
I wanted to share one quick thing. Remember my friend Renee that called in last week?
Yeah.
We were telling her some stuff. She came over Friday night for a guided meditation that I hosted here. And, in her meditation, she says, so I saw Mother Mary, she says, but it wasn't like it was a statue. It wasn't like the real Mother Mary. I was like, show me. And I said, and I felt like it was so beautiful. And like, and I said, well, I'll just tell you. I said, like, seeing the real Mother Mary would be pretty intense. I said, you know, that you ladies are aware, you know, you've experienced it. But I'm like, it's pretty intense. Like, you know, and I said, like, imagine, you know, meeting Jesus. Like, it's pretty, you know, pretty similar experience.
Yeah.
I said, so I'm sure that is probably the only way that you could handle her right now. I said, but how beautiful and just how amazing that DC's message, you know, shared how they were here with us and
yeah.
they were helping us
mm-hmm.
and coming forward.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, oh, I have to share that little bit about her meditation. So
yeah, that is beautiful. Wow. Yeah, Mother Mary has been very present for sure. For sure. And the
yeah.
more you read on her, I read a book with Doreen Virtue that is about
mm-hmm.
Mother Mary, like about Mother Mary sightings, you know, and people seeing Mother Mary.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, I saw energy coming out of the book, you know, Mother Mary, like sparkles out of the book that I was reading about Mother Mary. So it was just like an activation.
Mm-hmm.
And I was reading it, you
wow.
know, like I would read at night, you know, in my bed before bed, I would just read, you know, about all these little mini stories, because it was mini stories about, you know, people's, how they met Mother Mary, you know, through their trials and tribulations, right? Because Mother Mary comes in when we've gone through a lot of, you know, trauma
yeah.
and things, you know, and to help us help other people as well. You know, she comes in for everything, you know, but basically, you know, it was just amazing that you can get, that she can appear out of a book because you're reading about her.
Yeah.
It's just
mm-hmm.
magical. I mean, this whole thing that we do, it's just so magical. The more and more you're open to it, the more and more magic you see. And like Mother Mary's message, you know, from DC, you know, we're all magical beings. And I keep saying that we could manifest anything we want as long as it's in divine alignment and it's not hurting someone. And it's, you know, good for you and good for others, you know, because it's not only about you, you have to think about other people as well. So yeah, so I just wanted to say that's so beautiful. And it's so amazing that when you read about Mother Mary, how that happens.
Yeah.
So are you
that
ladies
wonderful.
Ready to start taking some callers?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. All right. Area code 770, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Thank you so much. Yes, it's Linda.
Hi, Linda.
With a Y.
How are you?
Linda.
Hi. Hi, Mary. Hi, Kim.
Hi.
And hi, Liz.
Hi, Linda.
Hi, it's a treat because I haven't been with you on a call in quite a while.
Yeah.
Not that I haven't
yeah.
wanted to be, but it's just, you know, the time comes and then the time goes. And then I
yeah.
realize, oh, gosh, I missed it again.
Yeah.
But it's there are two things. You were talking about Woodstock, and I just happened, as I was listening to you, to glance at my phone at AOL's homepage, and a performer named Melanie, I never heard of her, and I was certainly around in the 70s.
I know her.
I
know who she is, yeah.
Yes, well, she passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And it
oh,
says
she did?
She performed at Woodstock, yes, and topped charts with Brand New Key, the name of the song, I guess, or the album. And she was only 76. And I say only because I surpassed that. And what a shame. And I don't know why. I mean, I didn't want to digress from listening to you to that degree. But the other thing, Jan, is that, of course, of all your poems this evening, the Top Hat poem meant the most to me.
Yeah,
and
course.
The Hello Hollywood, Hello reference. So
yeah,
that was
oh,
neat.
Thank
Very
you.
Neat indeed.
I'm so glad.
Really,
Linda,
I will say,
Linda was in Hello yes. Hello Hollywood, Hello. I don't think we weren't there together, but she was a singer there. So that
yes.
was a really
no. I was there before
amazing.
You.
Yeah, before me.
It was.
Mm-hmm.
It was a great experience. It was probably one of the best experiences I ever had in my performing life, in my career.
Yes.
And I will be forever grateful for that. But also being at Adrian's 80th birthday party, Adrian was
yes.
a dance captain and then assistant captain. I mean, manager of the show. And he had his 80th birthday, a party, a huge party was thrown for him. I happened to be living in Vegas at that time with my late husband, and that's where Jan and I connected, and
mm-hmm.
I will forever be grateful for that as well.
Yes.
So, thank you.
No.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
I had a dream. It is. I had a dream.
It sounds like Martin Luther King.
I had a dream. A dream about you,
it.
Baby.
oh, I love to hear your voice, and, Linda. That's awesome.
Oh, God. That was not my voice. Considering I'm a trained coloratura soprano, but since I moved to Brunswick, Georgia, there is something here in the air, and this is not really my normal voice. My normal voice doesn't
mm-hmm.
sound hoarse. But there is something in the air here that I never experienced
yeah.
before, and nothing really seems to help it, so I just have to live with it and I don't know, explain. I always feel like I have to explain why I sound like a frog. But
well, you didn't
I had,
at all.
Thank you. Thank you. That was a role I never would have auditioned for. But this dream was so vivid, and it was about a dog, Jan, my first Sheltie,
okay.
and my old veterinary hospital up in Marietta, Georgia, which is a suburb of Atlanta, and
mm-hmm.
I was seeing my old vet whom I loved, and I remember that the girls at the front desk were new, different, and they were not nice. They were disinterested, which is not what you are when you are involved with animals. And it made
no.
me angry. But I thought, why? And this, McGregor had an issue, a health issue.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't understand why I was dreaming about McGregor. Why was I there? And why was he there? And then this afternoon, once I got home from running errands, I saw your post about dreams and guides, like animal guides. And I'm condensing. It was about
the
15...
in the SE room, yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
And that those dreams, whether they have our loved ones, our deceased loved ones, or animals, et cetera, you will remember them more vividly and for a longer period of time. And I thought, I wonder if the dog is my animal guide. Because I'm very interested, not necessarily McGregor, but, you know, that many times it's where our passion is. And maybe
mm-hmm.
I am confusing the issue, but it was very meaningful to me because when I read the thing about the post about our spiritual guides, I thought,
mm-hmm.
how do I know how do we recognize our spiritual guides? Since Jim died, I have tried so hard to be open and sensitive,
mm-hmm.
quote unquote, to everything around me, to be open because I have been wanting so badly to feel signs, to get signs. You've told me, you and DC mm-hmm. both, and Mary too, I believe you did, that he is around me. I feel that he is around me. I do.
Yeah.
I feel that, that there are others of my deceased loved ones who are around me. And I say good morning every day. I say hello to my house and my angels because I want to believe they are here with me and that they are protecting me. I'm feeling that that must be so because I was so worried after he passed away that I was going to be in financial stress. Mm-hmm. And the gifts and the blessings that I have been given, I know I'm digressing to a degree, but it'll come together. At least I hope it will. But what has happened since has to be because they're watching out for me and they're watching over me. And I've had little signs like things being where they weren't before, or finding something that never should have been in that spot that I didn't see before, subtle and not very often, but whenever that happens, I just look around and say, all right, Jim, where are you? Let mm-hmm. me see you. And of course, I know I'm not going to see him, but I guess I kind of want affirmation in that regard, and
well, we
confirmation.
See him for you. You know, that's one thing we can do for you is we can see him for you.
I love it.
You know, and we have, and I can tell you right now he's around you because I can see him again. So I know.
And you talk to
direct
him all the time.
Yeah, and
like you told
and
me
I'm,
to.
And, yes. And I'm seeing him in a white shirt right now. It's kind of it's not like a businessman shirt. It's like a white shirt, just a cotton type thing. He's got he's raising his arms up for some reason. He's like excited. When you're talking about seeing him, he's like raising his arms up saying, hey, I'm right here. You know what I mean? He's like, I'm right here. He's waving his arms. That's what I'm getting from
him
right
honey.
Now. Yeah.
He's
and
probably
I think he
wearing
does
a
that.
Golf shirt.
Okay, maybe it's a golf shirt. And what's really interesting is that the very, very first thing that I saw when you started talking was a dog. So when you said,
yes.
I wonder if my spirit guide animal is a dog. Well, it is, because almost every time that you've called in, Linda, I see dogs
mm-hmm.
for you. Every single,
yes.
And I saw it again. This was Gypsy, my dog that's passed over. It doesn't
the
matter
golden.
If it's Gypsy. It's the golden. It's still a dog. That's the first thing I see for you every time. And Gypsy just wanted to say hello. But also then I saw a German Shepherd. I did see a German Shepherd too.
Nope, but my bestie has one.
Okay.
Currently, but I need to be quiet and just listen to you.
Okay. Well, I don't have too much because the other ladies need to go too, but mostly is that the dog. You get the dog every single time. Yes, I really feel that is one of your animal guides for sure. Keep your faith strong no matter what's going on in your life. It's important for you to volunteer for something purely in the spirit of service if you feel to. Remain determined and resolute. If you face some negativity or disappointment, show your love and appreciation in creative ways. And you know, and you're very loyal to your friends, work, and community. You do the best when you serve humanity, and you thrive when you're living and working in groups of people. And when someone needs something, you're often the quickest to respond. That's the dog, you know. That's how they – that's such a beautiful, beautiful description of that spirit, and definitely around you. And I still see him, Jim, with his arms waving in the white shirt, and he's still there. And I'm sure the ladies will say more about what they see him too. But I also saw a horse. I saw a white horse, and I'm just going to read the white horse for you. It says,
okay.
You're very well protected from any negative or harsh psychic attacks. You're being called to investigate the other spiritual realms and dimensions through meditation, like a vision quest or shamanic journey. And that is where I see and communicate with the animals more and the spirits, is through meditation, Linda. That's how I'm able to connect with them. So I don't, that's something you might want to just try, or you probably do.
Yes.
But, yeah, just keep at the meditation.
Listening to you earlier, I thought, okay, this is something that I think I really need to learn how to do. And, I mean, yes, I can, I can look at videos and things like that, but maybe it would help. I mean, what is the best way to become immersed in that?
Well, you can get a meditation coach. You can take a class. You know, Jethro Smith, my teacher, showed me a meditation to do. So that's the one I've been doing ever since he showed it to me. It's a chakra type of thing, meditation, where I just concentrate on each area of the chakras and go up the body all the way up to the crown chakra and then go down it and do circular motion to clean out those areas. And then, of course, I say that's just one type of meditation that I do. And I say prayers, the Lord's Prayer, and different things. But sometimes friends of mine have sent me their meditations, and you know, and the ones on the, a lot of them on videos, like you're saying, can be very helpful. But then, you know, there's people that you can actually take class with. I think Liz does meditation. She's a meditation coach. Our Liz, right here.
I was going to say, Jan, if you want me to take it over here.
Exactly. And so, I mean, you've got all, you know. There you go. And so anyway, that's that. And then through meditation, from what I've experienced, is where I get the messages. And that's where I see them. I mean, I see these animals so easily through the meditations and spirits. And oh,
yes.
It's amazing. It's amazing because you just go into a little bit of a higher realm. That's where the meditation takes you into what Mary was talking about earlier. Our higher self takes us to the higher dimensions, and they're all there. We access them right there.
Lovely.
So, yeah. So I'm just going to leave you with
exciting.
That. You have the dog.
Okay.
I know the dog is one of your guides for sure. Yeah.
Okay. I'm happy. That makes me happy because doing rescue for the last, 25, 30 years, has been a passion. It has changed now with location and life, but it's always been a passion. And thank God, Jim was in it with me. Sometimes much to his chagrin, but he knew what it meant to me. So thank you, thanks, Jim. I hope you are well.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Thank you
a lot.
You're welcome.
Well, hi, Linda. It's Liz.
Hi, Liz.
I was laughing. I'm like, of course the dog is your spirit guide. Come on.
I have four now.
Well, I was going to tell you, so, you know, Friday night, my group meditation that I led was meeting your spirit guide. And one of the things that I talk about is that we have many spirit guides, and some of them are with us, you know, the entire time. Some of us are with us. Or some of them are with us only just a short time, and they are anything from passed on loved ones or animals to, you know, angels, archangels, ascended masters, goddesses and gods. So, yeah, they come in all shapes and forms. And, you know, the important thing is to ask them into your life, invite them in, and talk to them just like you're doing. And really, you know, we always think about, we want to see our people, our loved ones that have left, right, with our eyes. The thing is that they're now in a different frequency. And so we're not on that frequency. So we have to work harder, but we can't work harder because when we try to force it, we shut it off.
Too hard.
Yeah. But, you know, it took me a long time to realize this, that my seeing is, I don't see visually with my eyes. My seeing is, I'm clairsentient, so I feel it in my body. I feel, my seeing is through feeling, right? Through sensation. So some people hear, right? They you know, they hear a dialogue in their ear, or in wherever, that's their seeing. They may not visually see with their eyes. So, you know, Jim is with you. All these people that you think are, you know, oh, that reminded me of so-and-so. It is so-and-so. You know, they are checking in. They're saying hi. Whoever is the first one that comes to your mind when something happens, they're there. You can just say, oh, I see you. Thank you. You know, which is perfect. But that's sometimes
that's
the hard
so
thing
good to
for
know.
Us. Yeah. I was gonna say, sometimes that's the hard thing for us as humans is that we don't necessarily visually see them anymore. But every time we recognize something that they have done or they have, you know, a sign that they have put in our past, that's seeing them. You know, then we can say, hey, thanks. And once you start to acknowledge it, then you realize that they are always with you, and it just becomes second nature.
So, Liz, when I hear my mom's voice in my voice, she's with me.
Yep.
Because that happens. I hear, oh, my God, I sound just like my mom, you know, or a thought will come to me, and I know that that's what my mother would have said. And and so then I think, okay, she's here now, you know, but you're confirming that, you're reaffirming that's true. And that makes me happy.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You
okay.
know, our humanness kind of gets in our way sometimes of realizing that the things are right in front of us. But I do have two cards for you. They relate to your dream. as well as what's going on now. So I decided to pull from the Moonology deck this evening by Yasmin Boland, and since it's the eve of the full moon. So the first card I pulled was Moon Goddess, Higher Power. And it's a beautiful full moon, so how perfect. And I'm being called to read to you from the book on both of these cards because there's a lot of information here.
Okay.
Because the situation you're asking about may feel impossible, but you are magical and have celestial support. The goddess is on your side. Whatever you're facing, she's bringing you healing, grace, and blessings. You're facing a soul challenge right now. You need to move through it to know how strong you are. Mere mortals often give up when they face tough challenges. But if you're reading this, you're not a mere mortal. You know that you're connected to a higher power, including all the goddesses who are there for you. Tap into that power. The goddess is wise and wants to guide you.
Connect by getting out in nature under the moon or through chanting or meditation, whatever way feels right to you. Which goddess should you reach out to? That's entirely up to you. If you don't already have a favorite goddess, search online and see who you feel most drawn to. Whatever you're going through now, you don't need to handle it on your own. The goddess awaits you. This card also means connect to the divine, spend a month with the moon, ask for help, don't go it alone now, and call the goddess. It's so easy for us to act from our ego and think we can solve all our issues. However, there are higher powers just waiting for us to ask for help. They can even help you via these very oracle cards, so pay attention. So, you know, connect with those, the higher powers. And meditation. So I was going to tell you, meditation's a practice. It doesn't come easy. We're not used to shutting our thoughts off. And I will say it probably took me a good year and a half before I could do that.
Wow.
But a great couple of ways, you know, I always say start small. Start with just 5 minutes a day of turning off all distractions, phones, TVs, radios, just turn them all off. Close your eyes and connect with your breathing. And every time you realize that you're thinking about things, say, no, right now I'm focusing on my breath. I'm focusing on my breath. And just bring yourself back. And sometimes with no noise, it's not that easy. So, of course, my singing bowl meditation, listen to that for 5 minutes because the sound, you can focus back on the sound, right? Go back to the sound every time you catch yourself thinking. And that's what meditation is. It's just finding the calm in the chaos. So it's shutting those thoughts off, and shutting our thoughts off is a practice. So, but... You know, I thought that was funny
that
when you
helps.
Asked about meditation because that was one of the ways to, you know, suggested in this card for you to understand the situation. And then the second card I have for you. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say that I have been going through, gosh, it's rubbing off on you, I think. I have been going through something that has been very worrisome, and I got good news, but I have a test to look forward to next month on the 9th, and that will confirm that there either is something that the doctor didn't find or that he's right on the money and all is well. And I have been asking for help. So that was fascinating. Thank you.
You're welcome. So I have one more card for you, and it's Moon Memories, the Past. So whatever you're going through now is being strongly influenced by past memories. Maybe it has to do with childhood programming, for example. If you were told you weren't good enough, you are. Or that there wasn't enough money to go around, there is. Such things from our past influence our present and therefore our future. Drawing this card suggests you need to be really honest about which situation from your past is negatively influencing your present, and then you need to clear it. Acknowledging that something challenging from your past is keeping you back from moving forward now is the first step. See the past for what it is, something that happened, that has shaped you, and that can be a springboard from which you can move forward. Do some self-development to get to the answer to your question. What in your past is negatively impacting you now? Clear that and everything else will fall into place. When dark memories come, replace them with happier ones to shift your focus and raise your vibration and frequency very quickly. So it's move through fear. Therapy could be useful now. Picture your happy place when stressed. Ditch negative beliefs about yourself, and you can't go back, right? And it says, the moon seems to know your past, present, and future, representing our emotions in astrology. She cherishes and safeguards our dearest memories. So everything that we have gone through, good, bad, or indifferent, has made us mm-hmm. who we are today. And so we have to just right. accept and embrace them, that, you know, each of those things shaped us into who we are. And we all have good and bad parts of our past. We're no different. But also, you know, if, you know, you're in a situation and you're concerned about health, then saying, mm-hmm. I'm healthy, I know I'm healthy, believing you're healthy, you know, praying for
yes.
health, all of those things. You know, because I'm sure in your lifetime you have seen people become ill and you've watched the decline, and that's a fear that I think we all have, that we don't want to be in that state. So, you know, it makes sense. It's always tough when you're waiting for to know answers to things because you're on pins and needles. But, you know, just trust that you're healthy. Trust whatever it is not major, that it, you know, that you're going to beat
yes.
it, and you, you know, everyone is behind you and working with you. So just ask them to come in and embrace you. You're welcome.
I feel very positive, and I thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. I feel very positive too. When you were, you know, saying that you're waiting for testing, I thought, no, it's not bad. So, but I will pass you to Mary, Linda, and, you know, let us know how everything goes for you, of course.
Thank you. Thank you. I will.
You're welcome.
And just God bless you. And, you know, I'm not a religious person. I'm not. And I'm not a Christian. But I take so much of what is offered
yes.
with great value. And it's very meaningful. And I must say, in the past few years, I've become much more spiritual, and I'm grateful for that. So thank you.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Hi. Wow, I've been waiting for
Hi,
a long
Mary.
Time.
I'm sure everybody else on for everybody else waiting to talk
I know,
with you.
I know. So I'll try to make it quick because we have, you know, a whole bunch of like callers. But I want to say the messages from both the ladies are just so amazing. So every time I wrote something, like Liz came up with it. So and Jan too with meditation. So I'm like, okay, scratch that. I don't have to talk about that. Scratch about you know, just being positive. I put positivity, I am affirmations, and then Liz said it, and it's just how connected we are that, you know, like
yes.
once we write something, it goes out to the universe and it goes right back in their heads, you know, it's like
yes.
because we're not, mm-hmm. you know, connected telepathically here on the show. So it's just so beautiful how it is. One thing that I wanted to say, that it's not everyone sees, Linda, okay? So it's okay not to see them, but you are going to see, because they were showing me sparkles. I wrote sparkles. And then every time I talked, when I picked up your call, it was 111. I don't know what. And then I looked again at the timer, the clock, and it was 5252. And then there was 444, which means the angels are all around you. So, and you know, and these are angel numbers. So the angels are with you, and they want to communicate with you. So now they're going to start communicating with you. Wow, and I'm getting chills. They want to start communicating with you with numbers. Yeah, exactly, right? Because they want, they're going to communicate with you through angel numbers. So like the 5252,
mm-hmm.
the 444, the 111, and those numbers, just tell them the first number that I find on Google or whatever. I use Pinterest for my lookup of my angel numbers. I
mm-hmm.
tell my angels, that's the first one I'm going to pick. And I pick that one, and it's usually the message that it is the message that, because I set the intention with them, the first one I see is the meaning I'm going to pick. And if the message is too long, what I say is I'm going to take the spiritual meaning of the angel number 111. You know, if it's really, really long, that it's like 3 pages long to read, I don't want to, I can't do it, right? So I just tell them, okay, I'm just going to read the spiritual meaning. So whatever it is that you want to tell me, just make sure it's within that spiritual meaning part if it's a long message. And it's setting the intentions to connect with them. They're already around you. I mean, all I've been seeing is like numbers ever since you called. So that's one way. You're going to be seeing, of course, sparkles, they told me. What else? And with classes, okay, so I've taken many, many courses. And I have to say that our team, one of the team members on our Sacred Embers group, I'm not sure if you know her, Shannon Johnson, she also does classes. I think she's running like a long 6-month course right now. But I mean, I don't know if she does other courses. Eventually I will be doing courses, but right now I'm not because I just have, you know, many things going on. Yeah. But I just wanted to say that you could also check out my mentor, William Michael Forbes. I took a course with him. It's I believe, Linda, it's $199, and it's 3 weeks. And he teaches you from 101, which is like the basics, you feeling spirit around you, you know, and that's how I learned with him, like from 101 all the way to mastership. He does master classes, and it starts with, you know, 101, 102, 103, 104. So I completed all those courses with him, and I was able to, like, connect with, like, Jesus, Mother Mary, I mean, the archangels, you know, and he teaches you all this. And I'm sure that,
Tell me his name again. Forgive me for interrupting you.
William Michael Forbes.
William Michael Forbes.
Yeah. He's a medium as well. And also Shannon Johnson from Sacred Embers. She does them too. And I think she's running a course right now. I don't know if it's late, but, you know, you could always ask her. She's amazing. I took my Reiki mastership with Shannon.
Shannon
Johnson.
Johnson. Okay.
Yeah, Johnson.
Okay.
Okay. And then what else did I get? I am here helping you and it says here, it says, I'm not technically an angel, but I am acting like one to you. My spiritual growth continues on, even though I no longer carry physical burdens around. One way that I grow is loving and selfless service to others, and that includes you. So, you know, he's around you, and Jan was right on point. The white shirt is on this card. If I have to post it on Sacred Embers, a white shirt and a brown scarf, and it's holding he's holding a flag, I don't know. And there's a rainbow and there's sun, and it's just so beautiful. So I'm going to post it on Sacred Embers, and I'll just tag you because I think it's just so beautiful. I'm not sure if there was any forgiveness there, that you needed to forgive him for something. It's card fell out and it says, I'm sorry, please forgive me. It could have been that he left before you, you know. It could have been that, you know.
Or it could be I guess it could be several things. Not several.
Okay, so I'm going to read the card then. I'll read the card, and then I'll leave you with that one because we have to go for the next caller because we only have like 36 minutes. So it says, now that I'm here, I've had a chance to review my life. I understand how my actions affected you, and I need to apologize so that both of our souls can move forward. You see, if either one of us is hanging on to guilt or resentment, it stalls our personal growth. Please know that at every moment I was doing the very best I could. I will now finally admit to you how frightened I was. I made an effort to appear strong, but underneath I was scared of everything, including life. I covered up my fears by closing my heart to feeling emotions, and I know this hurt you quite a bit. I promise that I've now learned from this era, but I've also had to forgive and have compassion for myself. I ask that you please do the same and forgive me too.
Oh.
So I don't know if that resonates, but that card fell out like totally, like out of the deck when I was pulling a card from him to you.
Mary, you have no idea.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So that's why I heard read the card. Because I wasn't going to read it until I asked you, is there something that he needs to be sorry for? Because this is the card coming through. Wow, that's awesome. Well, please forgive him, because it gets us stuck, right? It's for your soul's, your life purpose, for you to evolve here on Earth too, you know, so you must let that go and, you know, be able to move on and, you know, for your personal growth here. And I feel that once that's done, and also, just so you know, with Reiki, right? It's like we have these seven vortexes, or more vortexes, it's seven chakras, but it's more than that because we have many more than seven chakras.
Mm-hmm.
But if one is not in alignment or blocked, it causes all blockages, right? So that means that we're not able to like tune in as good as we want to, right? So I just wanted to leave you with that. And, you know, most of us here on the show are Reiki practitioners and also on Sacred Embers. So, you know, I just want to leave you with that one. And I'll
familiar with Reiki. Would it be asking too much to ask you to text me, not text me, but PM me what you just read to me?
Oh, yes, of course. I'll send it to you,
that
Linda.
Card?
Okay, yeah.
Would you?
I'll send it to you. Okay, no problem. Okay. Thank you so much, Linda.
Oh, gosh, thank you. Thank you all.
You're welcome.
This has been, I knew today was the right day. I just knew it. And I cannot tell you what you all have meant to me today.
Aww.
So I just want to let everybody who's been waiting know that I'm sorry that I took up so much time, but I am so grateful to these three ladies. Beyond measure, beyond measure.
Yeah.
And
we'll get through them.
Thank you.
We'll get through them. But just know, Linda, that
you're
the
welcome.
Message that you're receiving from, you know, whatever doctors you're receiving message from, it's going to be good,
yes.
Right? Because we need to set the intention that it's going to be good. It's your mindset, just like, you know, Liz said, it's the mindset, it's positivity, you know, knowing all is well, because it will be well, you know, and you are going to be tapping in. I know that just by them giving me the sparkles and the numbers, angel numbers, your angels are all around you. So just do it. Just I'll text you William's information and Shannon's information as well. Okay.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
You're
I look
welcome.
Forward to it.
Okay.
Girls, have a wonderful rest of your evening, and thank you so much.
You too. Thanks, Linda. Glad to hear from you.
Thank you.
Bye, Linda. God bless.
And thank you, and you all well as well. Bye.
Okay. Bye. Oh, that's so beautiful. Oh, my gosh. What a beautiful
Wow. She got a really great reading. That was so, so wonderful.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we're ready for our next one, right? So hopefully we can get to all of them today. Okay, so all I ask for the people that are on hold, if you could just think of the question and, you know, because we're trying to get through all the callers and just, you know, I know the first caller was long, but just have your question ready. So I'm going to go to the next one. Area code 330, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Yes, Leslie from Mississippi.
Hi, Leslie. Do you have a question for us?
Yes. I'd like to know what my romantic life will look like in 2024.
Okay.
Okay. Hey, Leslie, this is Jan. And I'm trying to see the animal. That's the first thing. It's a sea lion. Okay. I never expect to see the sea lions, but that's what it is. So here we go. Okay, let's see. 3:45. Where are we? Here we are. Your creative imagination is active and fertile right now. So keep a journal nearby and write in it every day. Your dreams will be very clear and vivid, so pay close attention to them for any messages from your subconscious. The cycle of challenges and hardship is complete, and you're now moving into a time of plenty and abundance. Although it could be an emotional time for you, you're quite comfortable experiencing these feelings while at the same time staying grounded. This is a time to tune to your natural rhythms, such as sleeping when you're tired, eating only when you're hungry, and exercising when you feel the urge to do so. This is a time to let yourself experience joy and be playful. Take time to stretch and do some yoga. Your creative, imaginative individual who can express these gifts through different channels. And you like being around water. You're very outgoing, easy to talk to, and it's time to go to a social gathering. Ooh, there you go. And you're very adaptable and have been always able to meet any challenges ahead and rebound on them. You're able to see behind the mask of others and understand their emotions emphatically and intuitively. That's really good. So does any of that relate to you? Do you resonate with some of that, Leslie?
Yeah, yes, because there was a lady who went to the same college I did as an undergraduate, and we're uh-huh. just going to keep it as a professional relationship at this time. Okay. But I have an inkling that she might be the right fit for me, and I'm going to give it several mm-hmm. more months.
Yeah, good idea. And also, you might, and that sounds really good to give it a, you know, to give it a chance, of course, because, you know, it takes time. It really takes time to know people, actually. It takes a while. But in this message, it did say something about going to a social gathering. I don't know if you're interested in doing that, but you might want to do that just for fun. You know what I mean? Just for fun. Or you might want to ask her to go with you
mm-hmm.
to that.
Yeah, because I'll be going back up to the Memphis area around Easter weekend.
Easter weekend?
Yes.
And I'm sorry, what about Easter weekend?
Yeah, because that's the next time I'll be going to Memphis.
Okay.
Yeah, I did leave her my number in case of any new job openings popped up in the Memphis area.
Okay. And is that where you'll get to see her?
Maybe. Because right now I live in Mississippi, a town called Holly Springs, about 45 minutes
uh-huh.
outside of Memphis. And I'm potentially looking at jobs in the Memphis area.
Okay. Well, that sounds good. Well, there you go. So I think that for now, that's a positive sign. That's, you know, you've got good positive feelings about her and about the situation, and the animal sea lion is saying go to a function, you know, go out and go to a function. And so I think you're taking it slow, but maybe that's just how you need to be right now. Is just take it easy, take it slow.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have other things going on too, it looks like, your job and things like that.
Right.
So I don't think you're going to be too, you know, I don't think you're going to be too, like alone. I don't think you're going to be alone this year. I think you're going to have people to be with. That's what I'm seeing.
Yeah.
I'm going to pass it right over to Liz because we don't have too much time here.
All right.
Very nice, Jan. Hi, Leslie.
Thank you. This is Liz.
I got to tell you, so as I was finishing up the last caller, this card fell out, and I put it back in the deck when we picked you up and started asking a question. And I was like, oh, maybe that card that fell out was for this caller. And I'm like, nah. So I just shuffled, and this was the first card that came out. So I'm like, okay, well, it was. So the card I have here, I have two of them, but the first one is Ring Around the Moon and Protection. And what's funny, I don't know if you looked at the moon in the last week, but it has what I like to refer to as a halo around it. It's had this like ring around the moon when you look up at it on a clear night. And what it is the moonlight reflecting off all the ice particles in the air, or, you know, water particles in the air. But I'm going to read you the message from the book about this. And it says, this is one of the most auspicious cards in the deck because it's sending you a very powerful message. You're protected. In other words, whatever happens next, the Divine Mother, often symbolized by the moon, is looking after you. It may be that someone is actively working against you now, or perhaps at the moment you simply have quite tough astrological influences that you need to counteract. This card is a reminder that the Divine Mother takes care of her children and will take care of you now. It's as though there's an invisible force field or shield around you now, making sure you're safe as you move through a challenge or a difficult time. Whatever is happening now is most certainly happening for your highest good, so trust in that knowledge and go with the process as much as you can. Your current dilemma may even have something to do with your life purpose, what you came here to achieve in this incarnation. Maybe your question doesn't feel that big. However, it could be bigger than you realize. Additional meanings for this card are, you are safe. Make your mantra, I am safe and all is well. You are being divinely guided. You will be the winner. And the divine is on your side. A ring around the moon forms when moonlight is reflected and refracted through millions of hexagonal ice crystals. If you look up and see a ring around the moon, know that the divine is watching you and taking care of you. So how beautiful, because I don't know if you were on the beginning of the show, but we talked about right now Mother Mary and Jesus are coming through and helping people and being here with people. So I just thought how beautiful that this card comes up and it's, you know, the Divine Mother through the moon protecting you and looking out for you. So I did write some things down before I went to the cards, but, you know, and the first thing was, you know, make sure you're loving you, all of you, everything about you, that you're, you know, being happy with yourself, not nitpicking things, you know, embrace your authenticity. And just, you know, embrace who you are and enjoy it. And release the past was something I got. And the next card that I pulled was Moon Called, Meant to Be. And on it is three women in a circle. And Dan was talking about things, you know, what's meant for you will come. What is meant for you will, you know, will be there for you. And, you know, one thing when I was, you know, starting to want symbols and wanting to trust my intuition was I wanted things to come in three. I had to be shown three times. So pay attention for things like that. When something ends up in your path more than once, it's definitely a sign. But I'll read you this message. It says, some things are just meant to be, and it seems as though that might apply to whatever you're asking here. That doesn't mean you can just sit around doing very little or nothing and expect everything to fall into your lap. We're all constantly creating our lives. You need to do whatever is necessary to steer this situation in the direction in which you want it to go. But move forward in the knowledge that you're on the right track. or this card wouldn't have come up. This situation has meant to be written all over it. Trust that and go with it. What's happening is good and right for you and your soul's development at this point, so keep moving forward toward whatever you want. Tuning into the lunar cycle can only help, so go for it during the waxing cycle, the new moon to full moon, and release your grip and attachment during the waning cycle, the full moon to the new moon. Additional meanings for this card is this is part of your soul's journey. Follow your feelings. Create the reality you're dreaming of. Know that the celestial realms are on your side, and the answer is yes. It says, as much as the idea of destiny is a lovely one, it's becoming clear that we create our own reality. How freeing and empowering is that? So if you want this job, visualize yourself having this job. But release attachment to the specific things of that job, because there may be little changes that come, and the changes are only for something bigger and better. So accept the bumps in the road. When doors are opening up for you and everything's going smooth, that's a good sign that you're on the right path and making the right choices. When you're hitting a brick wall all the time, step back and say, wait, what am I trying to force? Because that's a sign that you're trying to push a situation. So make sure that you're listening to your intuition. Let go of all old things about past jobs, past relationships, because you don't want to bring those into new jobs and new relationships and things like that. So I hope that that helps you, Leslie. And I'm going to send you over to Mary for her reading.
Hi. Okay. That was beautiful, Leslie, what the ladies just gave you. One thing I wanted to say is, have you made that list of the ideal person that you want to bring into your life? And just be specific, whether, they're a smoker, non-smoker, pets, no pets, mm-hmm. Things like that, little pet peeves, and in the interim, while you haven't manifested that person, you could take yourself on dates. I do that all the time. So I just, it's good to do that, It's good to treat yourself. So what I do is I take myself on a manicure. I do my hair. I do my nails. I, buy myself flowers, it could be different for you, but, I'm just saying that it's nice to take yourself out on a date and make that list for sure. It's always great to have that list. And on the new moon, it's always, so the full moon is all about releasing, and the new moon is all about bringing in, like, what it is that you want to bring in into your life. And with the full moon tomorrow, we forgot to mention, Liz, that we always say this, it's about the moon water, keeping it out in by the windowsill or outside if you have a backyard, and just, like, drink that water. Of course, you could put a bottle out there or a cup covered. Drink that first cup of water in the morning and let it cleanse out what no longer serves you, right? Because it's about releasing what no longer serves us to bring in the new after the full moon, basically. And this is the time for new beginnings, rebirth, transformation. This is the time to manifest the ideal person, Leslie. So, get on writing if you don't have that paper and pen, and just write out whatever it is that you want that person to have. The qualities, the personality, don't forget single, non-attached. So this is a card. I want to get to the other callers, but this card came out for you, so I'm sure it applies. It says, dearest you, sometimes it's wonderful to give, but there are times you might find yourself overgiving. Now might be a good time to check in and see where you might be cutting off the flow of abundance. Let others give to you, even if you are more comfortable being generous and being the giver, the healer, the rescuer. In the art of living, we sometimes overlook an important skill, receiving gracefully and with gratitude without diminishing yourself or trying to deny vulnerability or bringing an agenda of equality to it. Receiving is hard for some people, maybe you. You do not need a this for that in your exchange with others. You are doing good in the world. Let the world give back and support you. Then you can give up the old stories to have you convinced you have to do everything alone with no help. Let your well be filled. We all love you so, so much. And in the back of the card, it says, be fearless. And these are from the postcards from Spirit. I forgot to say that. And I want to say that, you know, in the beginning of my journey, it was really difficult for me to, I was always that giver. And would be like, oh, no, I don't need anything, you know. And now it's like, what happens is when we say no, thank you, we're stopping the flow, right? So when someone's going to give us something or gift us something, just say, okay, thank you, you know, and don't feel the need to try to do something back for that, because it's cutting the flow that God is putting for us to receive, because we've done so, so much good in the world or for people that it's just coming around full circle. It's all about coming full circle back to us for all the good. So, you know, I don't know if that applies, but they wanted me to give you an example of, you know, that it's happened to me, obviously. Where I would say, no, thank you. It's fine. I'll pay you back. So, you know, be open to receive as well. So I hope these readings have helped you, Leslie. And make sure you give us a call and let us know when you go on that hot date.
All right, I will.
Okay. Take care and God bless.
Yeah, you too.
Okay. Okay, ladies, are you guys ready for another one?
Yes.
I'm rocking and rolling over
here.
Yeah,
let's do it.
Okay. Go. All right, we have 13 minutes. Okay. Area code 929, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hi, it's Teresa. How are you?
Hi, how are you? You said Teresa?
Not bad at all. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. Do you have a question for us this evening?
Yes. Let me ask you a question. I think I might know what you're going to say, but I'm going to ask anyway. This is in regards to school.
Mm-hmm.
I have already applied to get into a music business program. And the thing is, I know it's competitive because the people that are applying also work for, like, major record companies. So, but they do accept people that work for independent record companies. I submit my application maybe within the first 3 weeks during enrollment. Now, although I have not heard back from the school as yet, I'm not sure if I would get in for the 2024 year, for the 2024 fall program. I mean, for the fall of 2024. So I'm thinking I'm going to contact the school anyway just to, you know, meet with someone in person to try to meet with the admissions board. But I'm also thinking, because I don't want to get my hopes up high, but I think I might know where this is going. I can take, because, you know, one of the questions that they ask, for example, you know, do you have any additional certificates? At the same school, they do have an online program. It's like I can pay out of pocket. It's like $1,000 or something, $2,000. I'm thinking if I take the second route, if I take that route and get the certificate and still apply for the MA program, I think I'll have a better chances of getting it. I might be wrong. So I guess my question falls down. I'm going to still get in contact with the school regardless. If I contact the school, do you think I'll get in for the fall of 2024? For the fall of 2025, if I take the certificate course. But I just want to kind of like, you know, see what my chances are.
Okay, so Teresa, this is Jan, and I need to go look this up because they never have it in the books. I'm seeing a bunch of sheep here. Now, I don't see sheep. Wait a minute. Too often, it's a very spiritual animal. So let me see what we got here. I'm looking it up online. Sheep as spirit animals are thought to represent communication, altruism, compassion, intellect, obedience, gentleness, sacrifice, faith, and affection. Innocent, a childlike aspect of yourself. They tend a tendency to or desire to conform to social norms. The presence of sheep spirit animal offers ways to get in touch with the innocence and vulnerability in you, the realm of spirit animal, whether it's in dreams or physical reality. Sheep symbolizes many positive qualities, adaptability, receptivity associated with creativity. There it goes. I knew it was finally going to happen where we were going to get a key word that's linked to what you're talking about, creativity. So anyway, yeah. As far as the timing, I'm just so curious what you're going to be doing because I'm so into music myself. I took a lot of music when I was in college. I was in choir a lot too. Fall of 2024. You know, I wasn't so sure about the 2024 timing but yeah, you got to call the school. You have to call the school and find out if it's still okay to get in for that. I mean, I think it's possible you might get in, but you got to do it right away as soon as you can.
Okay.
I know you get in the 225, 2025.
Yeah.
I know you can do that.
Yeah.
I mean, mm-hmm. No problem there. But I'm exactly how you're feeling, like iffy about 2024. So that's exactly what you have to do. I'm not getting a clear-cut answer if you're getting it or not. I think you will. It's iffy. I'm getting an iffy thing. I'm sorry. I usually get a straight out answer, but I'm actually getting an iffy thing here. So, but don't worry about it. You know, just go ahead and call them and find out and see what you, I mean, you should be able to get in. Gosh, it's early enough. We're only in January. You know what I mean? So, I think this is really neat what you're doing. I want to know all about it, but we don't have time. So I'm going to send you right over to Liz.
Thank you.
Hope that helps at all.
Thank you. It does.
Hi,
it
Teresa.
Okay.
So Jan's sheep got me going here. I wasn't quite getting my message. So I have two cards for you. I'll do the cards. The first one is the Moon Goddess that our first caller had. I don't know if you were on for this. But this is about connecting with, you know, the magic and the power of the moon. The divine mother is often represented by the moon, right? And she's going to take care of everyone and make sure that you're where you're supposed to be. So make sure that you're listening to your intuition and tuning in. Let me see if there's anything I should read to you. You're facing a soul challenge right now. You need to move through it to know how strong you are. Mere mortals often give up when they face tough challenges. But if you're reading this, you're not a mere mortal. You know that you're connected to a higher power, including all the goddesses who are there for you. So, you know, tap into the power of the moon goddess or any goddess that you're connected with right now, especially under the full moon. I'm going to tell you what I wrote down. I feel like you going to school is a little bit further away, but but I'm feeling that you're not, there's something isn't right. There's somebody's not telling the whole truth or something's going on with the school. I'm not sure what it is, but, okay. You know, be cautious. You know, really listen to your gut when you call there. It's not anything to do with you. I feel like something's off. And the second card I will give you is it's Moon Rising in Truth. And I'll tell you, these cards both fell out on the floor, so I know they were for you.
okay.
It says, there's no hiding when this card comes up. The truth is going to come out, or maybe it already has, but you still need to face up to it. As Buddha has reported to have said, three things cannot be long hidden, the sun, the moon, and the truth. When this card comes up, the only thing to do is be scrupulously honest with yourself. Face facts. Maybe you need to show your feelings a little more. Maybe there's a situation you need to be more honest about. Are you showing how you feel or are you hiding? What is the truth of your situation? I don't feel like it's you in this situation. No, I'm getting very much that it's on that side of the school. Something is not on the up and up. There's also a sense with this card that the truth will be exposed sooner rather than later. So it shouldn't be too long before the issue you're wrestling with will be resolved. But make sure you're absolutely transparent and truthful. And I think make sure that you're listening to everything that they're saying to you. Listen to the tone of the voice, of the way they're responding. You'll get cues.
Okay.
And it says, let's see, the moon mm-hmm. rising sounds romantic, but this symbol has a slight edge to it, as though a secret won't be secret for much longer. So, you know, I definitely feel like it's something going on there, and I don't know, you know, if it's I'm torn between like a temporary staffing issue or, you know, something is amiss. So just be cautious and pay attention. If things don't seem like they're happening in the right way, that's a good sign that, you know, you should step back and maybe hold off. And I think that's why I feel like it's further away, just because whatever's mm-hmm. happening now, you don't want to be there during that time because it's not going to be a pleasant time. you know, you'd rather go when it's a nice harmonious period and you can enjoy it. You don't want to,
yeah.
I mean, this is what you're connected to, so you don't want this to be a unpleasant experience for you to take with you. So, you know, listen to the universe, pay attention to the signs. If you're hitting brick walls, step back and stop and say, okay, I'm being redirected at the moment. because, you know, a no doesn't mean no, it just means that right now. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, pay attention to those things and listen to your gut, listen to your intuition. You know, pay attention to, you know, cues. You know when you're talking to somebody when they don't sound like they're telling the truth. So watch
okay.
for all those things. They'll be apparent. That's what I'm getting. You know, they're going to be obvious. Just watch for them. Don't dismiss them. Okay?
Okay, sounds good. I'm taking your advice.
All right. We'll send you on to Mary Teresa. Good luck with everything.
Thank you. I plan on studying artist management. So that's
nice.
My goal. So, all right. So I guess, you know, I'm going to still make the call. I'm going to go in person, but I'm not going to get upset.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to apply in the summer of in the summer of 24 in August.
Teresa. It's
yeah.
Mary. I
yes.
just want to give you the reading, and I also want to give you a angel number that appears. It's 857, and just look up the angel number meaning of 857, because as you were talking, I looked up at the my phone, and then I looked at the timer, and it said 857, someone had been on hold. Not you, but I just wanted to give you that number because I think that's going to be significant to you. And I got to give you this card before we get cut off. This is Mary, by the way. And just a quick one. redirection is God's protection. So just always remember that. And I know Liz touched a little bit on that. So just know that if there's a pullback, because there's something better always, okay? So, and I feel that's going to be the case. It says, your subconscious, it's a dream talk card, it says. Your subconscious constantly and subtly speaks through your dreams. It's just one of the many ways in which your soul and those here in the spirit world can reach out and communicate with you through signs, symbols, messages, and more. There you go, the 857. This card signifies that your dreams are trying to communicate with you. Dreams can be confusing as they speak to us in symbolic images and messages, and even when they appear to have no meaning, they are in fact a wonderful, unlimited resource of inner wisdom and a portal for those in spirit to visit you. Right now, you might be saying, but I don't remember my dreams. In reality, you do dream every night. So try to make a conscious effort by saying this to yourself before you go to sleep. I will remember my dreams. This works, by the way, Teresa, because I say it every night. If I forget to say it, guess what? I won't remember my dream the next day. Unless it's really significant that spirit needs me to see this, then I will remember it. And when you wake up, but before you get out of bed, write down your dream as well as the feelings it invoked, together with any images or symbols you can recall. Soon you will start to become more aware of your language, of their language, meaning your guides. When your loved ones here in the spirit world appear in your dreams, you will recognize this type of dream because they feel so real. They are trying to tell you how much they love you. Invite your loved ones to visit you in your dreams, but more important, let them know that you are ready. Sweet dreams. And I have to say, it really works, Teresa, because the other night I said, Mom, I really miss you so much. Guess what? I had a dream with her that night, and we were together in a dream, and it felt so real, like, oh my gosh, it was just so beautiful. So, you know, if you have passed on loved ones in spirit, just say, I would love to have a dream with you. Come into my dream world, and they do. I mean, all they need is that invitation, you know, and they're there, so.
I wanted to share, I quickly looked up 857 for you, Teresa, in the Kyle Gray Angel Numbers book, and it says you are being guided to remember the power of your mind and emotions. What you focus on and have faith in will be created in your life. So,
cool! I love it.
That was beautiful, Liz. Thank you.
Thank you, Liz. Yes. Okay, so I'm going to start dreaming again and stick to it.
Yes, and have that dream journal, okay? Have a dream journal right next to your bed, and before you get out of bed, that's when they're most in your mind, because if you get out of bed, I guarantee you, you will forget your dreams. It's happened to me, and I'm like, oh, man. So I now have a beautiful, gifted, I got a gift for Christmas, a beautiful tree of life journal, and I keep it by my bed, and that's where I put my dreams. And anything I see, any wonderful things that happen during the day, you know, whether I feel my higher self within me or whatever, you know, if I feel spirit, if I hear spirit, you know, if I see magical, like, things happening around me. So, you know, it's good to do that. So keep like a journal, if it doesn't have to be a dream journal, and everything journal, you know, if you don't want to have too many notebooks like me. I have one for angel numbers. I have one for dream journals. I have one for amazing things happening.
Oh, that's cool. Okay. I think
so
I might do the same.
So much,
okay,
Teresa.
I'm going to start dreaming again.
Yeah.
Right, awesome. I will. I'm going to start doing the same thing. Okay. I'm going to write down all of my ideas.
Yeah.
All
yeah.
Right.
And this full moon, Teresa, is all about dreaming big, too. We're being invited to dream big. So.
Okay.
Perfect
awesome.
Timing.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Okay.
Well, have a good night and God bless.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so
okay,
much.
You're welcome. Wow, ladies. What an amazing night. It was so beautiful.
Absolutely.
Yes, it was.
That was perfect.
Oh, wow. It went by so fast.
Beautiful.
It did. Yeah. I wrote
beautiful
down the other key, numbers.
Very synchronistic. Oh, yeah. Let me take down that number. And I know there was someone.
I wrote them down.
Oh, you did?
I've got
okay.
it. For, yep, I got them.
Okay,
so,
perfect. Okay.
We're all set.
Okay. All right, awesome.
All
have
right.
a good night, ladies. It was an amazing show as usual. God bless, and God bless all the
yes,
listeners for always tuning in every week with us and, you know, hanging in there while we get through the new callers, right? Because sometimes we have to get through our new callers first. Like Teresa, she's a first-time caller, I feel. I don't think I've ever spoken to her. So, you know, we need to get through those callers first. And have a great weekend, and we'll see you next Wednesday.
Hey.
Okay.
Good night. Thank you.
Good night.